This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lest you thought we'd forgotten, there is item number 5 on the economic watch list for this year, and it's spelled BREXIT. Prime Minister Theresa May has until January the 14th to convince Parliament it should approve the deal she made to take her country out of the European Union. The problem for Ms. May is that most of Parliament hates that deal. But she does have a not-so-secret weapon, which is that if Parliament doesn't approve her plan, the default position is that Britain might leave the EU come the end of March without any deal at all. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, that is unsettling a whole lot of Brits.
Your attention, please. This is a call for all passengers traveling.
The port of Dover on the southeast coast of Britain. 10,000 trucks a day pass through here to and from continental Europe. Without a trade deal by March the 29th, most of this traffic would have to be checked. A nightmare, says John James, who runs the port's largest freight handling company, Star Cargo.
Having a no-deal Brexit and stopping on the 29th would be Armageddon for us here.
Opponents of Brexit have long warned of gridlock at the port with massive delays, and Brexiteers have long dismissed that as Project Fear.
It's not Project Fear, it will become reality, and that frightens all of us.
Including the UK government. It's put more than 3,000 troops on standby to ensure the free flow of food and drugs from continental Europe in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the BBC he's ordered the stockpiling of 6 weeks' supply of medicines.
I've become the largest buyer of fridges in the world. I didn't expect that, but we are buying and building refrigeration capacity to make sure that we have enough for medicines.
It's only prudent, he says, to prepare now for a no-deal scenario.
Because it might happen, not because I want it to happen.
The government is spending $2.5 billion in case of a no-deal outcome, recruiting more border staff, installing more customs software. But British exporters are aghast. Farmers have joined the chorus of disapproval. Without a deal, livestock producers face tariffs of up to 30% on their exports to continental Europe. Minette Batters of the National Union of Farmers.
For British farmers, it is a complete catastrophe to leave the EU with no deal.
And amid chaotic scenes in Parliament, the same message from the Leader of the Opposition, Jeremy Corbyn.
No deal would be a disaster for our country, and no responsible government would ever allow it.
Most lawmakers agree, but hardline Brexiteers do not. John Longworth of Leave Means Leave says the UK government should have prepared for no deal at the outset, a basic rule of all business negotiation.
No business person would ever go into a negotiation without being prepared to walk away from the table.
And he says walking away is a credible threat when the EU sells much more to Britain than it buys.
The UK doesn't need the European Union half as much as the EU needs the UK.
750,000 German jobs, for example, depend on exports to Britain. Longworth's message to the Brits, hold your nerve, leave the EU without a deal, and then...
We should offer the European Union a free trade arrangement if they wish to take it.
But Britain's 5 main business organisations dismiss that lack of concern as foolhardy. Fear of crashing out of the EU without a deal is now the dominant emotion here. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.